Allow me to share with you my most favorite story. It's about the life of a man who lived his most holy, from the right hand of the Father to the crib he descended, to grow up and give up so brokenness gets mended, so we can be part of the family as God's adopted son or daughter. So let me tell you about Jesus from the journey of water. First mate John, his cousin, likes locust, honey, helix, proper spiritual icon, a bit of an eccentric. He clears his throat and pipes up loud, "Turn around to the one whose love knows no bounds." So some got baptized, but see, John was just sent as the warm-up act to proclaim the main event. Enter Jesus, who John baptizes. Straight out of the water, Jesus arises, and with a voice from the clouds, God fills us in, "This is my son," and chuffed the bits with him. Next, he's at this wedding, and the red wines run dry. To be fair, it was a bit embarrassing for the father of the bride. So Mary, the mother, gives Jesus the hintage, and from water to wine, he miracles of vintage. The guests are loving it, they're having a blast. They couldn't believe they saved the best wine to last. A bit later on the boat, it's chucking it down. A storm out at sea. "Are we going to drown?" think Jesus' mates. Is this really their fate? See, they're all freaking out. Meanwhile, Jesus is having shut-eye and he's out for the count. Waves thrashing, water rising, boat sinking. How's he kept through this? Jesus' buddies are thinking. Till, "What's the problem?" asks Jesus. "What's all the fuss?" says shush to the storm. They descend with a hush. Next, a new scene, but similar scenery. Pete and his buddies are rowing out at sea. They spot someone out there. They're all scared witless. Jesus walking on the water, doing the miraculous. At first they flip out, they fly off the handle, till Jesus says, "It's me," as he wrings out his sandal. Then gathered grievers, all mourning in masses, as a friend of Jesus called Lazarus passes. He dies. Jesus sees the brokenness and tears fill his eyes. "I was suffering surrounding him," says Lazarus. "Rise." Then that bit in the story that fills us with dread, where Jesus gave up his life and lowered his head, where darkness descended, a perfect life savagely ended. Where's all this talk of the brokenness mended? Through love gritted teeth, he proclaimed, "It is finished." And with one final cry out, he gave up his spirit. Then proof of the pudding that our Saviour had died, there gushed out blood water from a spear in his side. Then a tear in the temple curtain takes away the divide. His followers and friends must have been beside themselves. The hope of brokenness becoming mended with his death is just ended. Till everything gets upended. 3 days passed, and water flowed plenty from the tea ducts of Mary by the tomb that was empty. "What's wrong?" asks the gardener. Then imagine her surprise to notice not a gardener, just Jesus alive. He kicked off his mission with a water baptism. He lived and he died to free us from the prison of our sin and ourselves, all our shame and division. And it's paid for, it's dealt with, because he is risen. Our mess has been buried. We can now be forgiven. Our lives resurrected through Jesus who's risen. Through the 3-day baptism, we can emerge from the water. To be part of Jesus' family is God's adopted son or daughter. So when we come to the perfect son who lifted the curse, he gives us living water that will forever quench our thirst.
You might not have caught every one of those words, but I think it's a lovely perspective on the life of Jesus and his use of water all the way through. Very powerful. And then, of course, ending up on that sort of very powerful moment of quenching the thirst. Of course, when he was in that conversation with the woman at the well, and they were drawing water, and it was just questioning her. And he was saying, "Do you have this water?" And she said, "Hey." And there was that ongoing conversation. And I believe that there's a lot there. And you've seen and you've heard a lot this morning. And there's lots of images. And I hope you've sensed that God is here too. But what does it all mean? What does it mean to you? Where are you this morning before God? Those of you at home, those of you who are watching, Where is Jesus? Where is God for you? You've heard where he is for Sarah and for Richard and for Ian. And you've heard the story. You've heard what God's done in their lives in very different circumstances. What is God doing for you? Where is God for you at this particular point? And that point about thirst, that living water. Is your life thirsty? Is it in need? I believe God is the only one who can bring that quenching of that thirst, that eternal quenching of the thirst. We fill our lives with all sorts of things to try and fill the gap, don't we? But ultimately, this is about God. And it's only about Jesus. He's the only one who can do it. And so I'm going to ask, and if you would like to follow online, then you're welcome to do that. But I'm going to lead us in a prayer. And it might be that some of you have felt challenged by what you've heard this morning and about this word recommitment. And it might be that we've all drifted to a certain extent over this last 12 months or 18 months. Let's recommit ourselves to God. And I'm going to lead you through the prayer which you probably prayed then as many years ago. A prayer of commitment to Jesus afresh. And if this is your first time, then allow God to touch your life and to bring about this change. So let's pray, shall we? Echo these words in your heart. I'll read it slowly, but let's allow God to touch us afresh in this moment. Lord Jesus Christ, I am sorry for the things I have done, all those things which are wrong in my life, all those wrong thoughts, all the wrong attitudes, all the wrong words. I bring them all to you, where I've gone my own way instead of living your way. Lord, I bring them all to you. I bring them all to the foot of the cross. Lord God, please forgive me. I turn now from all those things, from everything that I know is wrong. I want to live for you now. Thank you that you died on the cross for me, so that I could be forgiven and set free. Thank you that you offer me forgiveness and the gift of your Spirit. I now receive that gift of life, that gift of a new start. I receive you afresh this day as I recommit myself to you. Please come into my life, either the first time or anew, but come by your Holy Spirit and be with me forever. We ask these things and pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.